This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump's executive order limiting immigration to the U.S. from seven Muslim-majority countries led to widespread confusion Saturday as refugees, green card holders, students, and workers were detained at American airports or barred from boarding international flights to the U.S. President Trump spoke about his executive action.
We want to ensure that we are not admitting into our country the very threats our soldiers are fighting overseas. We only want to admit those into our country who will support our country and love deeply our people.
Thousands gathered at international airports in the U.S. and elsewhere to express their concerns about Mr. Trump's travel ban. John Finlan was among protesters in New York's JFK airport.
People are not being let into the country. It's not what this country stands for. I'm an immigrant myself. I'm an American citizen. But I was not always an American citizen, and this is just fascism.
Meantime, a U.S. federal judge has issued an emergency order temporarily barring the U.S. from deporting people from nations subject to President Trump's travel ban. President Trump will hold talks by telephone with three world leaders today, one day after speaking at length with Russian President Vladimir Putin and four other world leaders. White House says Mr. Trump will speak with the King of Saudi Arabia, the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates, and the acting President of South Korea. During Saturday's call with Mr. Putin, the two agreed to cooperate on efforts to defeat the Islamic State group and to work together for peace in Syria and throughout the world. This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch says children detained by Iraq's Kurdistan regional government on suspicion that they have connections to the Islamic State are alleging they were tortured. The children, who have not been formally charged with a crime, recount being used and held under stress positions, burned with cigarettes, shocked with electricity, and beaten with plastic pipes. HRW estimates more than 180 boys under the age of 18 are currently being held, and government officials have not informed their families where they are, increasing the likelihood the children could be disappeared. An Iraqi security force have retaken territory from IS over the past year and a half, and they have detained hundreds of men and boys along the way. Syrian media and a key monitoring group say government forces outside Damascus have regained control of a fresh water spring that supplies the capital after reaching a deal that allows rebel fighters dug in at the site to withdraw. Government advance sets the stage for an end to a nearly six-week-long standoff at the supply village, which is northwest of Damascus, that began December 22nd with an explosion at a key processing plant. The blast sent diesel fuel spewing into the Barada River, contaminating supplies and creating severe water shortages that upended daily life for most of the capital's 5.5 million residents. A dispute has broken out in Europe over the fate of Christian Yazidi refugees. Henry Ridgewell reports now some 60,000 migrants stranded in Greece.
In 2014, Riyad Salo fled with thousands of other Yazidis as Islamic State fighters swept through their homeland in northern Iraq. 2,500 are now stranded in Greece, and most live in separate camps from other migrants. Salo says even now they are targeted.
Every time, every day, fighting. Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria peoples, Iraq peoples, all the Muslim, Islam peoples, all together come to Yazidi peoples fighting.
The Islamic State militants killed thousands of Yazidis and forced many of the women to become sex slaves. The UN describes it as genocide. Europe is wrestling with the issue of whether Yazidi refugees should receive priority. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Malaysian rescue ships and helicopters encountering strong winds and choppy waters while searching for 31 people, including around 20 Chinese tourists whose boat went missing near an eastern Malaysian city. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA. VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1. The best music now.
To love you, Gwen Stefani on VOA 1 singing about her ex-husband, Gavin Rossdale. Gavin did an interview last week, and he told the reporter that he didn't want a divorce. Although, you know, I mean, she did because she caught him cheating with the nanny. So, of course, he didn't want the divorce. Who'd want to lose Gwen Stefani? She's gorgeous. And she's so talented, and she'll be joining her man, Blake Shelton, as judges on The Voice when it returns in February. This is VOA 1 with Maroon 5 and Kendrick Lamar. Don't Want to Know. This is VOA 1.
I don't want to know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? And loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't want to know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? And loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't want to know. Wasted. And the more I drink, the more I think about you. Oh, no, no, I can't.
Every place I go reminds me of you. From this one, hear it from that one, that you got someone new. Yeah. I see but don't believe it. Even in my head, you're still in my bed. Maybe I'm just a fool. No more hashtag booed up screenshots. No more trying to make me jealous on your birthday. You know just how I make you better on your birthday. Oh, do you like this? Do you like this? Do you let down for you, touch you, put you like this? Matter of fact, never mind. We gon' let the past be. Maybe he is right now, but your body still.
I don't wanna know.
It's new music. Right here. VOA. One.
I never needed you like I do right now. I never needed you like I do right now.
I never hated you like I do right now.
'Cause all you ever do is make me give you up about 21 times.
Those lips tell me 21 lies.
Yeah. You'll be the death of me.
Sage advice.
Love.
Love. And you can make Jesus cry.
When I hear you saying, darling, your kiss is like an antidote.
I'm fighting like I'm Ollie, but you got me on the
like her older sister. That is Noah Cyrus and Make Me Cry on VOA 1, featuring Labyrinth. And Noah is the younger sister of Miley Cyrus, who just threw a big birthday party the beginning of January for her when Noah turned 17. Her new album is called NC-17, which is also a movie rating. And NC stands for Noah Cyrus. Love her voice. Sounds great. She's going to have a good career. This is VOA 1, The Hits, and Ellie Goulding has the lights turned on.
To be, and I'm not keen.
Music and more. VOA. One.
Short days, long nights, tangled up with you. I don't wanna move. Your eyes don't lie, and if I needed proof, that body tell the truth. Question for you, babe. If it ain't
Don't look down.
Martin Garrix and Usher, Don't Look Down. If you are on Facebook or Twitter, stop by and check us out. VOA 1, The Hits.
write your name. You want be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. Oh no, screaming, crying, perfect storms. I can make all the tables turn. Rose garden filled with thorns. Keep you second guessing, like, oh my god, who is she? I get drunk on jealousy, but you'll come back each time you leave. Cause darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. Love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Your name.
Taylor Swift and Blank Space. Before that, The Weeknd with Daft Punk's Starboy on VOA 1. Now, The Weeknd, apparently, according to E! News, has a flirty relationship with Selena Gomez, even though there were photos posted last week of the two of them actually kissing and holding each other. But the TV show describes their relationship as not too serious right now. They're taking things slowly, and that's according to sources close to both The Weeknd and Selena Gomez. VOA 1, L. King with the X's and the O's.
Yeah. run.
Run them. Run them.
Now, you pay me.
Run them. Run them. Run them.
Feel like a rush, brushing past me, a lover my skin.
Run them. Run them.
Havana Brown, We Run the Night. VOA 1, The Hits. And coming up, Rihanna, who is filming Ocean's 8. She was spotted on the streets of New York City this week. Opposite Sandra Bullock, the two of them were getting out of a van. They were dressed in black, and they looked like they were about to rob a bank, which is probably what they're doing in the film Ocean's 8. Here's Rihanna, Kiss It Better, on VOA 1, The Hits.
Gonna get it like that. So I argue, you yell.
body. Would you hold it against me? Yeah.
Spears negotiating to extend her contract at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. That's Hold It Against Me. February 18th, Lifetime Cable Television will air Britney Ever After, the unauthorized documentary about Britney's life and her meltdown a few years ago. VOA 1, The Hits with Selena Gomez.
Sipping on something I can't compare to nothing I've ever known. I'm hoping that after this fever I'll survive. I know I'm acting a bit crazy, strung out a little bit hazy. Hand over heart, I'm praying that I'm gonna make it out alive. Shining like stars and screaming, lighting me up like Venus. But then you disappear and make me wait. And every second's like torture, heroin drip no more. So finding a way to let go. Baby, baby, no, I can't escape.
There's a million reasons why I should give you up. Don't care what you say to me, I'ma bite your feelings out.